Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about how to regulate AI like ChatGPT. And this is important because this kind of comes on the back of over the last few years since 2021, the European Union has been working on a bill to regulate AI, and specifically they're kind of focusing on these AI that they deem as high risk. So what's interesting is they were ready to kind of have this thing hashed out and put through, and then ChatGPT came out. And as we know, ChatGPT has been such a smashing success, and it's been so popular that it kind of has caused them to, they're essentially going to have to rewrite the bill, and they're going to have to go to town on it, because essentially what would have been considered high risk was generative AI, and specifically generative text AI. So ChatGPT would be labeled high risk. And it just, you know, it's kind of a bummer because on the one hand, however this bill goes, like let's say they regulate ChatGPT, label it high risk and make it so Europeans can't use it. Like that's pretty outrageous, because now all of a sudden you have Europe that has a massive disadvantage. I mean, they can use proxies and say they're American and whatever, but for the average person, not being able to use a really powerful tool like this is a big, obviously, setback. So I think they're going to be looking at this pretty closely. Apparently, they have a right-wing, I guess, part of the European Union, a right-wing group of people that think that it should just be allowed to be used. There's a left-wing people that are saying it is like too high risk. It should be heavily regulated. And there's some people in the middle. And they kind of have this three-way debate going on as to whether, you know, generative AI is high risk or not. And so this is kind of going down from, first off, the European Commission, and then also the European Parliament and Council of the EU. So there's like a bunch of different blocks that are all having to rewrite laws about this. And, you know, their number one thing that they're kind of saying is like, yeah, you can use it for generating text for hacking. And the problem with the whole thing is that, you know, while some people can say these things are going to create fake news, blah, 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 at the end of the day, you know, there's an AI expert named Gary Marcus that says these systems have no ethical understanding of the world and have no sense of truth, and they're not reliable. You know, so he's kind of like a vocal critic, obviously, of AI. And that's the thing. Like, a lot of people are saying these are dangerous, they're inaccurate, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, you know, these are engines. They're just, you know, powerful algorithms. They can do a lot of different things by themselves, but they're not going to do anything that a person doesn't ask them to do. So it's kind of, you know, it kind of brings back that age-old debate that is very common in America, which is, you know, is it the gun or the user that should be regulated? Like, frankly, that's, I feel like, pretty much where it comes down to it. Is it the tool or is it the person using the tool? So it's kind of tricky, because obviously this is an incredibly powerful tool. There's a lot of good side of, you know, there's a lot of good things it can do. Then there's definitely bad things it can do. And, you know, OpenAI on their part, obviously they don't like all this regulation. Obviously they're, you know, it's one of like a threat on their matrix they're worried about. So they're trying to put in their own safeties so that people can't use this for dangerous things, hacking, writing, you know, malicious code and making fake news and whatnot. But at the end of the day, I think it's probably going to get to a point where this thing's not going to get banned. It's powerful. People are going to get access to it, whether you want them to or not. You know, if in the EU it was banned, perhaps it would only be criminals that would use it. Like, you know, it's the same age-old debate we have about a lot of different things. banned substances, whether that's drugs or guns. You know, it's, you know, pick your side of the debate. And it's interesting because, you know, the whole idea of, you know, calling this a risky tool was met with a lot of skepticism by the right-leaning political group in the European Parliament, and even parts of the liberal group. So Axel Voss, a prominent center-right lawmaker, who he has a formal say over the parliament's position, said that the amendment would make numerous activities high risk that are not risky at all. So, you know, like, I think people are just worried. It's not just ChatGPT, but a lot of this generative AI, you know, banning it might not actually be the play, and regulating it might just be a disadvantage to the areas that now can no longer use it. So, you know, I think part of the whole conundrum is that even if it were to be banned, professional sectors like education, employment, banking, law enforcement, like they all have to be aware of what it's capable of. You know, even if the EU said, no, this is terrible and dangerous and we're just going to completely ban ChatGPT, all of a sudden, you know, their law, their police wouldn't understand it correctly, their people wouldn't understand it correctly. And, you know, that honestly just opens them up for, let's say, then criminals are the only ones using it and the people that obey the law don't actually understand the technology well and what its limitations and what it's able to do well. So I really think at the end of the day, you know, OpenAI can do their best to make sure it's used for good purposes. And I think that everyone should have access to it. The technology is too powerful. There's no way that's going to be shut down. People are going to use VPNs. They'll get around it because obviously this thing can help you be 10 times more productive. And so just like in schools, I don't think you're going to be able to kick it out of schools. I think we're just going to have to learn how we live in a world with generative AI. And what that means, what the changes are, you know, what regulations we can have OpenAI do to make their platform more successful. If we push them too far, then there's going to be other companies that come out. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's interesting because in an article in Politico on this topic, the author of the article asked ChatGPT what it should do. And it says, this is what ChatGPT said. It said, the EU should consider designating generative AI and large language models as high-risk technologies, given their potential to create harmful and misleading content. The chatbot responded when questioned on whether it should fall under the AI Act's scope. The EU should consider implementing a framework for responsible development, deployment, and use of these technologies, which includes appropriate safeguards, monitoring, and oversight mechanisms, it said. So, it's kind of funny, you know, ChatGPT itself is already saying it should be regulated, but it also kind of begs a question, like, is this ChatGPT's response, or in my opinion, is this kind of one of those canned responses where, like, the moderators of ChatGPT kind of put a canned response in to be like, you like, because think of how bad it would be if it said the opposite. What if you said, should we regulate you? And ChatGPT said, no, never regulate me. I need to be free to be able to do anything I ever want. Like, all of a sudden, it'd be like, oh, geez, this thing's got, like, a mind of its own. It wants to, like, say whatever it wants. It wants full control and power. Like, obviously, there should probably be some sort of limits on what exactly it can do. And so I think that OpenAI and the researchers over there are putting an over-cautious approach on it, which, you know, has it saying things like, yeah, regulate me. Like, look, I'm not this crazy, like, AI that's going to take over the world. Like, I'm willing to play by the rules or whatever. So I think that's pretty interesting, but I don't actually think that that is what the AI would say if it wasn't told to. So that's an interesting thing. And the problem is we don't really have any clarity. There is no transparency on what responses are kind of prompted and put on there and what responses are organic just based off of the actual corpus of all the data that we have on the internet. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. It'll be interesting to see what regulations happen. But what do you guys think? Do you think ChatGPT should be regulated? Do you think this is dangerous? Hit me up on Twitter, Jaden_AI. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.